yoga word yoga has two letters yo and ga. Ya means energy. Ya is a bija mantra for Hanuman also. It's a prana, energy, vitality. Yo means intense energy. Yo means intense energy. Ga means gamana. Gamana means direction. We are moving towards our unfoldment of the personality with intensity. We are yoga means moving towards the destination. Yoga means moving towards realizing our potential. Before the yoga can dawn, we should know where we stand. We should know where we stand. We should know what we stand for. The intensity won't come unless you know your potential, unless you know the direction, which direction you have to go. The intensity comes naturally when you know your potential, where you are up to, that intensity. Generally, we are not at all interested. People say, I'm not interested in yoga because they don't know their potential. They don't know the destination. They don't know the path. That is why we say we are not interested. That for yoga to dawn, we must invest time onto ourselves. We must spend time for ourselves to realize what is our core competence. To realize our core competence, we have to invest our time. Ya also in English it can be translated into you. Ga can be in English can be said as God. You and God. God is the ultimate potential, final realization. How can I connect myself where I am to the highest possibility? Highest possibility, that journey is called as yoga. I want to bring out my best. How can I do? That is yoga. Yoga is talking about bring out the purpose of yoga. By when the yoga dawns, the ordinary living get transformed into extraordinary living. When yoga dawns, most of us like a walking corpse, no life. When yoga dawns, that person leaves beyond the shelf life. When yoga dawns, the ordinary living is translated into extraordinary living, brilliant life. So, yoga to dawn, we should know the destination, direction. For that, two things are important, achara and vichara. Achara and vichara. Vichara means the higher possibilities, I have to know about that one. Unless I know, how can it dawn? I should know about the higher possibilities, the vichara, to contemplate vichara. And achara means implementation. One is knowing, second is implementing. Vichara, Jnana Yoga and Raja Yoga are talking about the vichara part. Vichara, how to think? What are the possibilities? Think about that one. Jnana and Raja Yoga and Bhakti Yoga and Karma Yoga are talking about achara. Achara, how to implement that one? Bhakti and Karma Yoga comes into place. Achara and vichara must go together to realize the highest possibilities in life. I may have the good concept, but to implement, what I need is a body, able body and the mind. The body is compared to a vehicle. Mind is compared to a dashboard signals. Our body, if the body is weak, if the vehicle is unreliable, if not dependable, how can I travel? I asked regarding the Himalaya, that person says, I am not confident. I am not confident. My body has become outdated. I have no confidence in my own limbs. Body, I have no confidence. The body has become unreliable, and dashboard electronics, if they are not sending the correct signal, I cannot travel. Body and the mind are like the vehicle and the instrument. We have to keep the body in a good condition. Other day somebody was saying that my car is not good enough. If I go to someone's place, I park the car far away, I don't want to show what my car is. What my car is, they may laugh at me. I park the car far away and I don't park it. That is applicable for us also. Body is worn out and only we put on the makeup thinking that body is good. You have to invest time. Your body is, how is it in a presentable form? To keep the body in a presentable form, vehicle, maintaining the vehicle and mind. The mind, you look after the mind. Mind has the five components, mana, buddhi, ahankara, chitta and chetana. The electronics, dashboard electronics opens up five ways, mana, buddhi, ahankara, chitta and chetana. Five ways the antakarana opens up. Inner stuff, body is an outer thing. Antakarana means the one which governs from within, they are called as antakarana. Five, you have to maintain body and the mind. Body and the mind, vehicle is very important. Vehicle is very important. Maintain the vehicle well and look after its dashboard electronics, antakarana. From there, achara and vichara. Achara and vichara must come. Then it is leading to yoga. Yoga means connecting, moving with intensity towards our destination, towards unfolding our personality. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about this concept. Indriyebhya manaparaha manatastu para buddhi yo buddhya paratastu saha indriyani paranyahuhu indriyani paranyahuhu indriyebhya param manaha manatastu para buddhi yo buddhe paratastu saha. Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about looking after your body, looking after your mind, looking after your antakarana. He is talking about looking after the, know your direction, destination. Get the intensity in your life. Intense living. Intensely living. It is called as yoga. This Nagendra was talking about, he got the intensity in life through yoga. When you know your guru, you find out where you stand, when you identify that one, you become unstoppable. Nobody can stop you. Become that way. Yoga brings out the best in you, helps you to unfold your personality in this very life. You need not have to wait for, sorry sir, I can't do, sorry sir. In this very life, you can become someone extraordinary. Yoga is the way.